Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Worthington, the author of Beyond Bitcoin, the creator of Cloudcoin, the creator of Rada software. What's the new email server that you're working on?
It's called Rada Mail. And they can find it at RadaMail.com.
Can anybody work with RadaMail?
Well, we've still got a few weeks before it's up and going.
Okay.
But yes, anybody can sign up for it.
And will that work inside of a of Outlook?
No, this mail system is very different. It's basically an internal system so that no mail comes in or out. And if I'm going to send you a message, I've got a website I go to, and then when I write you a message, the message is split into 25 different pieces.
Yeah.
Each piece goes to a different server around the world.
So it's a strategic email system. Yeah. It's not something you'd use all the time every day.
Well, it's something that you'd invite all of your colleagues and family members employees to. So that you could have we call them inner circle. So you can have an inner circle of people that you can speak to.
Well, it's a similar philosophy to cryptocurrency, right?
That's right. If you want to use cryptocurrency, you have to be part of that network. With Cloudcoin, you don't have to start an account or anything.
Right.
You don't have to sign up, which makes it different. But
So when we were talking about the assault on freedom of speech, I've been warning people for a long time, as you know, Sean, about the big guys, the big tech companies, especially the social media platforms. I've been warning people about them having a cryptocurrency and it essentially diluting the dollar. I know that the new Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is worried about this. She's worried about this. And so I've been warning about their ability to take over sovereignty over us. And folks, that's not a conspiracy theory. This is these you don't have to connect too many dots especially now to see this happening. But I did not see them going as far as they did in an assault on speech where they actually said, "We are now the speech gods. We decide what's acceptable speech. You don't. The Constitution doesn't." What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, Apollo had 10 million people. I mean, they had 10 million downloads for the application.
And the day they took them down, they were the number one app download.
Yep. And so they were systematically attacked by all angles. Even their servers were shut down by Amazon.
Who had a contract to provide them services.
That's right. And so I don't know why a company would be willing or so bold as to do that, because now everybody that hosts with them is going to be thinking twice. And that's a lot of people, because I think Amazon makes a lot of its revenues from hosting websites.
Oh, yes. AWS.
They're the biggest host of the
So, Sean, this would be tantamount to the federal, state, or local government destroying the drive to your building, cutting your telephone lines, and not letting any customers in or out of your building, and disconnecting your internet. It would be essentially putting you out of business because you operated your business the way you'd always done it. Right? I mean, this is the same thing. Are the Chinese disappearing people? It's no different from the Chinese government disappearing people, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's even worse because now we're having debanking. And that's where you've got payment systems like PayPal and Visa that are not allowing certain businesses to do business. So there's examples of companies that have freedom of speech, and they're being shut down by the banks. The banks are telling them that they've got to stop saying things, otherwise they're going to...
Who's doing that? Where's this coming from?
There's a specific website that I think it was BitChute, which is an alternative to YouTube, and
BitChute
had to, yeah, and they were told that they had to take down content, or their banking system, which is Visa, would stop allowing their customers to purchase there.
So is that what did Visa tell them that?
Down their account. You know, I don't know the exact details, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I think it was Visa. And they didn't actually do it because the...
Go ahead.
The company bent the knee.
Oh, so the company actually complied with them. Folks, this is serious. And the point that I tried to make in a piece I wrote in November, Sean, was if they'll do it to you and me, they'll do it to anybody. I've had people say that the big tech companies are like communists. And I said, no, they're not communists. They're not any kind of an ism. They think they're their own sovereignty. They think they're their own ism. What do you think, Sean? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. We got cancel culture, deplatforming, debanking.
Disappearing.
And they're starting to take control.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Folks, this is, if they'll do it in front of our very eyes, what's next? This is a big concern, folks. Every American should be concerned about this. It has nothing to do with party politics. Nothing. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.